I kind of like the springtime, though. I mean, you get to plant seeds, and I like to garden a little bit, so I like to raise my own vegetables. And Miss Kelly likes me to plant flowers for her around the house and stuff. It's a sign of new life, I think. And then the farmers, working with all the farmers, we're getting ready to plant our crops, and that's exciting, new growth, a new time. In today's gospel story, Jesus tells a story, a parable, about a man who gives his money to three servants. And two of them went and bought and traded things, and they ended up making even more money. The third one was worried about losing money, so he buried it. He didn't lose any of the money, but he also didn't make any more. Kind of wasted the moment that he had there. But like Jesus' stories, he tells us and teaches us, and in this story, this lesson, that he doesn't want us to hide our gifts and our blessings, but instead he wants us to spread his love and his message to the world. So we can't be selfish with ourselves and loving others and caring about others. That's kind of a new growth thing if we can share ourselves with other people. And when we do that, we help inspire them. It's kind of like we're planting those little seeds in the ground and hoping they grow, and God does the nourishment. We plant the seeds. Will you pray with me, guys? Dear God, we want that you do not want us to hide our light from the world. Help and guide us this week to spread love to others. Amen.
For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them, and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have in abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be people who cry and grind their teeth with pain." So ends the
"Here am I, a servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Amen." Thank you for your prayers for my family. We are in Kentucky right now on vacation, and we will be back
later this week. I'll be back from vacation officially on Saturday, April 13th, where I'll be preaching at Camp Milan as one of the two motivational speakers for the men's retreat hosted by East Moline Christ United Methodist Church. And I hope to see our men who can make it there. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Second, on behalf of my family, I want to extend our condolences and our prayers and Christian love to the families of Barb Dameron and her family on the passing of her mother, Marion Nesbitt, and also to Trudy and Kelly Atchison on the passing of Trudy's brother, Terry Anderson. And third, I'm giving you a video message today while I'm gone. So, and today, after the message, Roger Swanson will be presiding and leading you in Holy Communion. So thank you to Roger for doing that. So today's message is this, and I'm going to repeat it and invite you to say it with me. It's a prayer. Lord, help us to be faithful in a few things. Let's say that together. Lord, help us to be faithful in a few things. You just heard read earlier Matthew 25, 14 to 30. It's about the parable of the talents, or the parable of the bags of gold. And this story is told in different ways in Mark and in Luke. However, in Matthew's gospel, he uses the word talent instead of denarius. Denarius was a day laborer's wage. But a talent is 20 years worth of denarius. A talent was 20 years worth of a day's wage. 20 years for just one talent. That would be like thousands of dollars for us today. Thousands and thousands of dollars. And this master in this story entrusts five talents to one. That's a lot of money. To one, and he brings a return on that investment of five talents and gives another two talents, and they get a big return, and then gives one talent to the other guy who's afraid and doesn't even take it to the bank to get interest, but hides it in a box on the ground and doesn't get any interest and doesn't really trust the master or know the master like the first two servants do. And I don't want to focus as much on the negative side of the story. It's a stark warning, but I want to focus on the positive today. It's what the master says to the faithful servants who take the talents they've been given and bring a great return, even an equal return on those talents in the end when the master comes back. And what does he say? He says to them, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Another way of saying is, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things. Enter into the joy of your master," or "come on in to the wedding banquet. The table's ready. And thank you for inviting the least and the last of the lost to come to this great banquet I have prepared for you. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things." And that's my prayer for us. Lord, help us to be faithful in a few things. And so you've heard me say before, the vision of ministry that God has given me for us and for our life together here in Alpha is Christ transforms our lives so our community can thrive. Now, that was inspired from a literal vision that God gave me 3 years ago when we were in worship. And I saw all of you, and I wasn't in the vision, I saw all of you doing your everyday life out in the community, and you were sharing Christ in all these small ways, doing all these things for Jesus, whether you were at Andrea's and you were praying for someone or having coffee or inviting someone to church, or you were going around and you were checking in with the shut-ins in our community and asking how you could help or praying with them. or you were spending time with your kids, or you were at the ball games and you were cheering people on, or the kids whose parents couldn't come to the games, these small things, the things that we share about answered prayers in our joys and our concerns. Being faithful in a few things. But the scriptures that inspired that were from some of my favorite verses, and you've heard me share these. Ephesians 2:8-10. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. The great talents of God we've been given is the grace of God in Jesus Christ. And it's not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. See, God planned to give us the greatest gift of talents, more than a bags of gold, but the grace of God in Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:17-18, it says, so if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. And all this, all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. See, that's what these talents from God are about. The grace of God is so that we can receive the ministry of reconciliation of Jesus Christ in our lives, and we can share and participate in that kingdom ministry of reconciliation by doing things, the everyday things, to share the gospel with others. And the other verse that inspired Christ transforms our lives so our community can thrive is Jeremiah 29:7, which was a word from God given to the Israelites when they were in exile and the temple had been destroyed and they were taken off as slaves into the empire of Babylon as part of divine judgment against their unrepentance and their apostasy and their neglecting the poor and their idolatry. They wanted to go home, and he said to them, but seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. Now, the word for welfare there in Hebrew is shalom, which means peace or prosperity or well-being or flourishing or thriving. Our mission is a global mission to make disciples of all nations, but it begins with our local lives and our relationships. We are to seek the shalom of the village where we are here in Alpha, and to pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare we will find our welfare. In its shalom, we will find our shalom. So Christ transforms our lives so our community can thrive. See, it was that verse, a couple verses later, where God said to those slaves in exile, for surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And we know that those plans are, we are to be created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Plans for your welfare or your shalom and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me. So these are some of the things we need to be faithful to go to the Lord and to pray to him and to call to him. When we come and pray to me, I will hear you, says the Lord. When you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart. Just like those servants in the story that received those great talents and worked with their all to bring a return on that grace or on those talents for their master. So we need to call upon God to help us to steward the talents and the grace of God that we have been given. The Holy Spirit that lives within us as disciples of Jesus Christ. To keep our lamps trimmed and burning, to have a fresh anointing, fresh wind, fresh fire of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. And one of my favorite verses was in my life has been Philippians 4:13. You might have heard it. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ. And I used to think that meant I can do great things for God. And you remember a couple weeks ago I shared with you that story about the young pastor who's now the pastor of the largest church in Nashville, Tennessee, Cross Point Church. His name's Kevin Queen. And back in 2007, Kevin was asked to speak at a conference that featured Francis Chan and Brennan Manning. And they called him up and they said, well, we tried to get Beth Moore and we couldn't get her. We tried to get Rob Bell and we couldn't get her. So how about, would you come speak to these thousands of youth? We'd love to have you come and speak. And he went and spoke at that conference. And he thought his mission in life up to that point was, I want to do great things for God. Now, that sounds really noble. We all been there. We want to do great things for God in Jesus' name. And I used to think that was what I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me was about. But Kevin gave that talk and it bombed. And here's what he said to Carrie Newhoff in an interview. He said, I began to go in this low-grade depression. I drove home from the conference in Orlando and I got home. And I didn't even want to receive any kind of compensation. It was like God's hand was taken off of me when I gave that talk. It was like any bit of anointing or spirit was on, it was gone. And because I was like that, it was horrible. But he got home and I started reading a book, and it was called Full Service, which wasn't about servant leadership, but about servanthood by Dr. Seong Yong Tan. He's at Fuller Seminary. So he gets the book and he says, I got the book and I'm on page 2 or 3 of the book. And in the book it says, many a young man has said they want to do great things for God. Really, that just means they want to be known and famous and bring God along for the ride. He said, a better aim for one's life instead of doing great things for God is to do the things for a great God. He says, I wept. It was like the Holy Spirit was saying, Kevin, why don't you just do things and let me be the great one? Why don't you just do things and let me be the great one? And so that became the mission statement for my life. I just want to do things. So if I'm leading a small group, I'm just doing things. If I'm speaking to 50 students, just doing things. If I'm going serving in a prison, just doing things. If I'm at home with my family, just doing things. I'm preaching on a weekend, just doing things. I just want to do things and let God be great. Lord, help us to be faithful in a few things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When Paul said that, he was in chains. When he wrote that to the Philippians, he was in chains in a Roman prison. He was suffering for the sake of the gospel, and it got him into a Roman prison where he would eventually be executed for preaching the gospel. But it was while he was in chains that he wrote to the Philippians about the joy that he found in Christ and how he knows how to be content with whatever he had. He says, I know what it is to have little. I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So Paul's not talking about just doing great things for God. He's talking about doing hard and mundane and suffering things for a great God. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Lord, help us to be faithful in a few things. And the things that we have been given, the grace of God, was that ministry of reconciliation that Jesus did for us. And he describes this when he talks about in Matthew 25, beginning at verse 31, about the parable of the sheep and the goats. He says, when the Son of Man comes in all his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he'll put the sheep on his right hand and the goats at the left. And the king will say to those at his right hand, come you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Just like in the previous story where he said, the master said, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things. Enter into the joy of your master. And what were those few things that they were faithful in? This is what Jesus says those things are. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. And then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to me, you did it to the one of the least of these who are members of my family. You did it to me. Just as you did it to the one of those who are the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me. But then he'll say to those at his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not visit me. You did not welcome me. Naked, you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Then they'll answer, Lord, when was it we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it for me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, Jesus says, but the righteous into eternal life. Lord, help us to be faithful in a few things. The few things of feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, healing the sick, visiting, welcoming the stranger, visiting the imprisoned. Jesus warned us in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, not everyone will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those, my brothers and sisters, who do the will of my Father. For many will say, Lord, Lord, we cast out demons in your name. And we did miracles in your name. And we prophesied in your name. And he'd say, away from me, I never knew you. For those who hear my word and act on it are like those who build their house on the rock. And when the wind and the waves come, it stands. But those who hear my word and don't act on it are like those who build their house on the sand. And when the wind and the waves come, it's all washed away. We need to be faithful in the few things that Jesus did for us. Because he didn't just ask us to do those things. That's the ministry of reconciliation that he did for us while he was here on earth with us. Leading all the way up to the cross, those hard things, those mundane things, those suffering things. For we were hungry and Jesus came to feed us as the bread of life. We were thirsty and he came to be the fount of living water for us. We were a stranger and a sinner, alienated from God because of our sin and from one another. And he came to welcome us and invite us as sinners to eat with him at his banquet table. We were naked in our sin and our guilt and our fear and shame and blame. And he came to clothe us with his righteousness. And we were imprisoned because of our sin and shackled with the evil and the sin that leads to death and the fear and the guilt and the shame and the blame. And he came to forgive us and set us free and take our heads out. So he did all that for us. Those few things that he was faithful in for his Father through the Holy Spirit that gave him strength. So can we be faithful in a few things like feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, healing the sick, clothing the naked, visiting the imprisoned, the hard things, the patient things, the forgiving things, the suffering things. Lord, help us to be faithful in a few things. Amen. So I'm going to pray for you right now before we do one of the great things together as a church, where you do while I'm on vacation, to be faithful in the few things of celebrating Holy Communion, where you proclaim you're forgiven of your sins, you confess your sins and you're forgiven, and you come to that table and you receive the body and the blood of Christ and the bread and the cup, and you are faithful in the few things that proclaim Christ's death and resurrection until he returns. But let me pray for you. Lord, help us to be faithful in a few things. Those hard things, those forgiven things, those suffering things, even the boring things, the disappointing things, the hard things. And I pray, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, fill. Holy Spirit, cleanse and heal us and do the Father's will today. Anoint us. Give us fresh wind and fresh fire of the Holy Spirit. And help us to be faithful in the few things. Keep our lamps trimmed and burning, Lord. Lord, help us to be faithful in a few things. So you can say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things. Come and enter into the joy of your master. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.